in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. Emily Victoria. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. I love your voice, and let's talk a little bit about you and your music. Where do you spend most of your time, by the way?
We have a house in Woodstock. I spend a lot of time there. It's been passed down from generation to generation.
Wow.
And it's actually a funny story. Bob Dylan used to be a neighbor years ago.
Of course. Fantastic. So it's got a good vibe if you have Bob as a neighbor,
yeah.
Right?
Very, very cool vibe up there.
Do you write a lot of songs in Woodstock?
I have, yeah, actually. I wrote a song about the house that we have up there.
I listen to your music, and I can't believe that you're, what, only 20, 21?
Yep. Just turned 20.
Just turned 20. You got kind of an old soul, right? I mean, your influences, you know, I hear a little Nora Jones in there too, certainly, but there's some older stuff. Tell me about it. What influences do you have?
Oh, well, Judy Garland was a huge
really?
Influence on me. And Nora Jones too. I've been told that a lot, that I sound like her.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Heart is a huge influence. Ella Fitzgerald, Led Zeppelin, the Beatles.
Man, that is a roller coaster going on there. You got... Ella Fitzgerald and then Led Zeppelin. Were you like a theater nerd in high school?
I definitely was. I went to a performing arts high school. So, and that's how I started out. I started out in musical theater, and then my mother has a crazy collection of records.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started going through them one day, and I was like, wow, this stuff is really, really great. And that's where I started to really, you know, write music and really get into that.
We'll talk about that in just a moment. With us is Emily Victoria in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. We'll hear one of her songs in a moment on 100.7 WHUD. Tell me about when and how you started writing songs. You alluded to that just a moment ago.
Yeah, I started out when I was younger doing theater and TV and film. But then I started listening to a lot of records and really gravitated towards Heart and Led Zeppelin's music, and that's how I taught myself how to play guitar. But it wasn't until last December I witnessed a really horrible, deadly car accident that involved a child and a mother. And I had to stay on the scene because I was a witness to it.
Mm.
It really changed my life. And writing songs and writing about that experience really was therapeutic for me. You know, seeing something like that's pretty tough to deal with, but the music made it so much easier to handle.
Is your family musical, or is it just you?
No, my family is very musical. My grandmother is actually a pianist. My aunts play music in symphonies all over Europe, in Italy, in England, and my grandfather's a cellist. I mean, we got a pretty crazy musical family.
I like that you have a good sense of ancestry and a good sense of history, you know, the generations of the house, generations of your family and that kind of thing. And I think informs your music, kind of makes you an older soul, don't you think?
I definitely groove with the older past.
Yeah. Now, I'm watching your video, too, for the song we're going to hear, Some Kind of Magic. Speaking of older, it has an old style to it, really well done, remarkably professional. Was that expensive to produce?
No, not at all. Paul Brighton was the producer of that video, and he's just wonderful to work with. The video was just, it was so much fun to shoot because it's such a great time period. It was the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
It was very upbeat and
sure.
Magical. And
you know, the only thing, Emily, I don't like about it, it seems to encourage smoking.
I know, I'm sorry. I don't encourage smoking at all, and I actually don't smoke at all. There's no smoking in the video. We used a fog machine.
Oh,
and we kind of
I see cigarettes being held though.
Yeah, we had them. We like my mother actually like stood outside of the place we were filming, and she was lighting the cigarettes and
really?
Just letting them burn. And I was like, "Oh my God, how many weird looks did you get standing out there with like six cigarettes in your hand?"
Well, I'm glad it had parental supervision.
Yes, it did.
Tell me about the album. Who plays on the album with you?
Me on vocals and on guitar. I do all of the guitars, and Paul produced all the rest of the instruments.
Some Kind of Magic. What a great voice you've got, and what a cool song. Tell me what inspired that one.
Basically, it was an experience that I had, you know, with meeting somebody and having such an intense connection right away. When you just met the person, and it's unexplainable. It's a sexy, sassy song about desiring someone you've just met. And, you know, that it's magic when that happens.
Do you have gigs coming up? Do you play out with a full band? Do you do solo?
I play acoustically by myself right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be taping a live concert at Live from Center Stage out of Cape Cod in January.
Oh, fantastic.
And I will also be playing at the Laurie Beachman Theater in New York City on January 9th for a benefit for dancers with cancer.
Fantastic. Good for you. And your website is?
My website is www.emilyvictoriamusic.com.
And I'm sure you'll put a big banner on the page there that says, "Say no to smoking," right, Emily?
I definitely will.
Let's hear some kind of magic from Emily Victoria in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, 100.7 WHUD. Thank you, Emily. Good luck.
Thank you so much for having me.